From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says it will be clear within a year whether his new strategy in Afghanistan is working.
The approach that General McChrystal has discussed in terms of securing population centers is meeting its objectives. And if the approach that's been recommended doesn't work, then yes, we're going to be changing approaches.
Mr. Obama was speaking on CBS's 60 Minutes when he spoke at West Point earlier this month. He ordered another 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan. Some analysts found the speech lacking emotion, but Mr. Obama told CBS that it hit him in the gut. The Senate has passed a massive $1.1 trillion spending bill that covers about half of all federal programs. The bill has been sent to the president for his signature. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The bill is a package of what would be six different spending bills. They were wrapped together at the last minute while a crush of other business has taken center stage, especially the ongoing debate over health care. More than half of the spending bill's trillion-dollar cost goes to government health care programs, Medicare and Medicaid. The other roughly $450 billion is for everything from NASA and Amtrak to public schools and highways. Many programs will see increases in funding. Democrats say that will pump money into the economy as it struggles to recover. Republicans say the increases are excessive and will burden the economy with more debt. It passed the Senate by a vote of 57 to 35. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Church bells rang out in Copenhagen today, where delegates to the UN Climate Conference are working on a new global warming treaty. The bells tolled 350 times to represent the 350 parts per million of carbon dioxide that some top scientists say the world can comfortably handle in the atmosphere. Church leaders presented a petition with 500,000 signatures to the UN while protesters marched for a second day in Copenhagen. Some gathered outside the U.S. embassy to urge world leaders to reach an agreement. President Obama will attend the climate talk later in the week, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports from Copenhagen.
Negotiators had the day off today, but some demonstrators still wanted to make their case. Police shut down roads near the U.S. embassy this morning and were seen taking some people into custody. Rallies here have been largely peaceful, though. Signs around town read Copenhagen. In the evenings, a huge illuminated Earth-like sphere in the town center can be seen from blocks away. A photo exhibit highlights 100 beautiful places to remember before climate change destroys them. And alongside a popular shopping street is a sculpture of a polar bear skeleton encased in melting ice. Negotiators seem to be making progress on some items, including a fund that would provide $10 billion a year to help poor countries prepare for the consequences of climate change. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
And you're listening to NPR News. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was hit in the face with a heavy object during a rally in Milan today. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
TV footage showed Berlusconi, his nose and mouth bleeding and with a stunned expression, being hustled into a car by his aides. He was taken to a hospital where doctors diagnosed a broken nose and two fractured teeth and said he's not in serious condition. The assailant was identified as 42-year-old Massimo Tartaglia. He threw a statuette made of metal or stone at Berlusconi while he was signing autographs near his car. The attack came after a rally during which Berlusconi vehemently criticized the opposition and magistrates, whom he claims are conspiring against him. The prime minister, who is currently facing two trials for corruption, has vowed he will reform the constitution, including new legislation that would give him immunity from prosecution while in office. Berlusconi's legal woes have led to an extremely tense political climate. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Rescue crews trying to locate two missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood have ended operations for the day. A sheriff's department spokesman says authorities will evaluate their options in the morning. Earlier, they brought in a helicopter because new snow created fears of an avalanche for crews working on foot, but that effort was hampered by low clouds. Three climbers went missing Friday. The body of one was found yesterday. Evacuated residents of the Los Angeles area foothills began returning home today. Fears of mudslides diminished after the rain let up. However, authorities are still keeping an eye on hillsides left bare by wildfires that burned over the summer. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.